بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue in the discussion of the book of Tawheed, and the discussion is based upon our Sheikh's explanation of the book, and it's entitled Al-Qawl Al-Mufid Sharh Kitab Al-Tawheed, the beneficial sayings in the explanation of the book of Tawheed. And this is chapter 13, and the chapter is entitled Babun, chapter Min Ash-Shirki Al-Isti'adatu Bighayrillah. From shirk is seeking refuge in other than Allah. The Shaykh, rahimahullah, the author, put it in this general sense, and we will understand later that this also is to be restricted. And the Shaykh, rahimahullah, began putting the evidence. He cited the evidence from Surah Al-Jinn, verse 6, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. And there were persons among mankind who took shelter with persons among the jinn, but they only increased them in rahaq, and we will know what is rahaq. Rahaq is extreme fear, more intense than the fear we know, and it, in addition to the fear involved, it leads to weakness. It leads to weakness. So there will be fear in the heart and weakness in the body. And weakness in the body. This is the evidence in the Quran that the Shaykh rahimahullah cited. And then he cited the hadith of Khawla bint Hakim, reported in Sahih Muslim. عن خولة بنت حكيم قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من نزل منزلا فقال أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق لم يضره شيء حتى يرحل من منزله ذلك. Whoever visited an abode and said, I seek refuge in the most perfect words of my Lord, of my Rabb, from the evil of what he has created, then no harm shall befall him until he departs from that place. Now, these are the two citations which the author, rahimahullah, gave in his book. Let's take the first evidence, which is the ayah, the verse from Surah Al-Jinn. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ من الإنس يعوذون برجال من الجن فزادوهم رهقا. And verily there were men among mankind who took shelter with the masculine among the jinn, but the jinns increased them in mankind in رهقا, as we explained the meaning. So they seek shelter with them from what they fear, thinking that these men, quote, or these masculine from the jinn protect them. However, they increase them in fear and in weakness, and this is the horror. And the Arabs during the times of Jahiliyyah, whenever they came to a valley, they would call loud and say, أعوذ بسيد هذا الوادي من سفهاء قومه. I seek, or we seek shelter and refuge with the leader of this valley from the foolish of his people. This ayah indicates that the seeking refuge with the jinn is forbidden because it is fruitless, it has no benefit. Rather, it increases the person in fear and horror and physical weakness. So therefore the person now is punished in a way which opposes his intention. And instead of seeking shelter to be helped and to seek refuge with them to be helped and then become better, now he becomes worse. And this is apparent. In this verse also there is a benefit indicating that there are that from the jinn there are those who are masculine. From the jinn there are those who are masculine and there are feminine. And it's possible or maybe that there is relation or intercourse between a male of jinn with a female from the children of Adam and the opposite. And the fuqaha, the Muslim scholars, talked about this. And also they spoke even about the necessity to make ghusl from this intercourse. And they say that under the chapter of ghusl, if a jinni makes intercourse, then there is ghusl upon her. And as to the male having intercourse with the female from the jinn, it was said also. But our Shaykh rahimahullah said, I didn't see anything about it in the words of the people of ilm. Rather, there are tales mentioned, and Allah knows best. But we believe in their existence, and that they are addressed as being legally responsible, and from them there are the righteous and those who are not, and from them there are those who are Muslims and those who are not, and from them there are males and females. So the point of evidence therefore from this verse is blaming, making it blameworthy, this kind of seeking refuge with other than Allah. And it is certain that the one who seeks refuge in other than Allah has put his hope in that and depended upon it. And that's why it is it is from shirk, that it is from shirk. Then the next evidence which the author cited is the hadith of Khawla bint Hakim, when she said that she heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, whoever visits an abode and says, I seek refuge in the most perfect words of Allah from the evil of what he has created. This means that anyone who seeks this shelter in these words of Allah, in the words of Allah, and the and the words of Allah in this hadith, they are described as the most perfect words of Allah, and the perfection of the speech of Allah and His words is in two things: in the truthfulness in what is informed, and in justice in the rulings. Justice in the rulings. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 115, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. And the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice. Seeking refuge in the most perfect words of Allah from the evil of what He has created. Because Allah is the one who, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created everything. He created the good and He created the evil. However, the evil is not attributable to Him. The evil, ash-shar, is not attributable to Allah. Because He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, created the evil for a wisdom. So therefore, due to this wisdom, it is good. So therefore we say the evil is not in Allah's actions. The evil is not in Allah's actions. Rather, it is in His creation, in what He creates. And also it should be noted that not everything that Allah creates is evil. Because, however, we seek refuge in Allah if there is evil in this thing which He has created. That is because the creation of Allah is divided into three kinds. First, pure evil. Pure evil. Like the fire of hell, and Iblis, Satan, with respect to their nature, with respect to their nature, and with respect to the wisdom which Allah created them for, then that is good. Then that is good. So we have to differentiate between the two things. The second is pure good. Pure good. Like paradise, the messengers, the angels. And third, a kind which is good and evil. Good and evil. Like mankind, jinn, animals. And when someone therefore seeks refuge from evil, from the evil contained in this creature or creation, then in the hadith it says, whoever does this, then no harm shall befall him until he departs from his place. So this is general. لَمْ يَضُرُّهُ شَيْءٍ. No harm. This is general. Nothing. And this is nothing is a negation in the context, in this context, indicating generality. So everything that may contain evil from jinn and mankind and others, what is apparent and what is hidden, then if the person seeks refuge in the most perfect words of Allah from this evil, then he will be protected from it until he leaves this place, departs from this place. This is a reporting. This is information, and it is the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so it is true, but it may not occur. In what sense it may not occur? Meaning this protection, because there could be an impediment. Not in what is told, and not in the cause, which is saying these most perfect words of Allah, which entails perfection. No, not in that. This is applicable to all what is told by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the legal causes, if they are done, and what they entail does not occur, then this is not a defect in the cause, but this is due to the existence of an impediment. Like, for example, the recitation of the Fatiha upon the ill person for healing, for cure. Some people recite the Fatiha and the ill person does not get healed. This is not a defect in the cause. This is not a defect in the cause, but rather due to the existence of the impediment, which stands as a barrier between the cause and its effect. And from that is saying Bismillah at the time of intercourse with the wife. This prevents the harm of shaitan if Allah decrees from this intercourse the conception of a child, then it prevents the harm of shaitan on him or her. But a person may say the tasmiyah, Bismillah, and that the shaitan may harm the child. That is because of the existence of an impediment, a barrier, which prevents the occurrence of the effect of the saying Bismillah, this cause. So the person should search what is the impediment so as to remove, and therefore the effect occurs. Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah said, and I have tried that, such that I one day forgot and I entered my home and I didn't say these words, this dua, and I was stung by a scorpion on that day. The evidence from the hadith, this hadith, is the saying, "A'udhu bi kalimatillah." I seek refuge in the most perfect words of Allah. Now, we know that the author in the title of his chapter, which you heard, he said in the title, "Al-isti'adhatu bighayrillah," seeking refuge in other than Allah. And here, he is citing a seeking of refuge in the most perfect words of Allah, and did not seek refuge in Allah. Why? It is answered that the most perfect words of Allah are an attribute of His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the scholars took from this hadith of Khawla bint Hakim, may Allah be pleased with her, they took from this hadith that the speech of Allah is from His attributes. The speech of Allah is an attribute of the attributes of Allah, uncreated. That is because seeking refuge in the created is not permissible in these matters. And had the most perfect words of Allah been created, the Prophet ﷺ would not have directed us to seek refuge in them. And that's why, therefore, this indicates that they are an attribute of His attributes. And also we know that in the hadith Uthman bin Abi al-As reported in Sahih Muslim, that if someone gets sick, the Prophet ﷺ directed that the person puts his hand at the place where he feels the pain on his body, and then he says, "A'udhu bi'izzati Allahi wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa uhadir." I seek refuge with Allah and with His power, the might of Allah and His power, from the evil that I find and that I fear. So here, there is a seeking of refuge in the might of Allah and His power, not a seeking of refuge in Allah. But the might of Allah and His power are from Allah's attributes, and they are uncreated. And that's why it is permissible to make an oath by Allah and by His attributes, because His attributes are uncreated. As to the swearing by the signs, by the signs of Allah, if the person intends by that the legal signs, because we know that the signs of Allah are two types, universal, and they are created, and the legal, and the legal are his commands and his prohibitions. So it is permissible to, if the person intends by his oath, by making an oath by the signs of Allah, if he intends the legal signs, al-ayat al-shar'iyya, then this is permissible. But if he intends al-ayat al-kawniyya, the universal signs, then this is not permissible. As to the seeking of refuge in the created, this requires detail. If the created is not able to do, then this is from shirk. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, it is not permissible to seek refuge in the created with any, this is the case with all the imams. And he said, this is not general, of course, but what the imam said, yani their intention is, this is true in the cases where only Allah is able to deliver. Because no one can protect the person from the evil except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is all able. The evil which no one can protect from, then there is no one to protect from it except Allah. And so therefore, the seeking of refuge in the grave occupants, then they have no way of benefiting nor harming. So therefore, seeking refuge in them is major shirk, is greater shirk, meaning shirkun akbar. Whether this is done by their graves or away from their graves. Whether this is done by their graves or away from their graves. However, seeking refuge in the created, in that which the created is able to do, then this is permissible. This is permissible. And this is necessitated by the narrations in Sahih Muslim, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the fitan, the afflictions, then he said, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مَلْجَأً فَلْيَعُدْ بِهِ. Whoever finds a shelter to be protected from these fitan, then let him resort to it. So this indicates that the existence of created things whereby if a person seeks refuge in these things or persons in that which they are able to do, then there is no harm. Similarly, the story of the woman who sought shelter and help with Umm Salama and the boy who did so with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and saw the case with those who seek refuge in the Haram and the Kaaba and the like, meaning during the time of fitan, when there will be a destruction of an army that comes to the goes to the Haram and the Kaaba, and those who sought shelter in the Haram area, this is the reference to them, and this is in Sahih Muslim. So this is what is also entailed by reasoning as well. If, for example, I was intercepted by way robbers, for example, bandits and so forth, and I seek refuge and shelter with a person who is able to deliver me from them, then there is no harm. However, attaching the heart to the created, there is no doubt it is from the shirk. There is no doubt it is from the shirk. So if a person attaches his heart and his hope and his fear and all of his affairs with a particular person and takes him as a refuge, then this is shirk, because this cannot be except to Allah. And so therefore, this is how we understand the wordings of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Not in the general sense when he said the imams, they don't permit the seeking refuge in the created. This is restricted in that which only Allah is able to do. And this is based upon these texts which we mentioned earlier, which entails the looking at the matter, not in the generality, but rather in the detail. So from this, the matters that were discussed, first was the meaning of Ayatul Jinn, and that seeking refuge is in other than Allah is from shirk. And in the matters which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do, and that the kalimatullah, the words of Allah, are attributes of Allah, and therefore it is permissible to consider as a seeking of refuge, and in the evidence of hadith of Khawla bint Hakim. And also the merits of this dua, I seek refuge in most perfect words of Allah from the evil of what He creates. It's benefit. Nothing harms the person as long as he is in this house or in this dwelling. And he makes this dua. But remember, when impediments are removed. And that from this we know that if something, there is a worldly benefit, whether wording an evil or bringing a benefit, does not indicate that this thing is not from the shirk, meaning it could be from the shirk even if there is a benefit. So therefore it's not necessary that the occurrence of a benefit negates the shirk, because the person may benefit from that which could be shirk. For example, the jinn can give shelter, that this is shirk, although there is benefit. Another example, a person may prostrate to a king, and so he offers him palaces and property and so forth. This is shirk, yet there is benefit. And from this also, there is a benefit in the hadith that the shara', the legislation, does not nullify something from the matters of jahiliyyah, except that it offers an alternative to it, which is better. So in the jahiliyyah, they used to seek refuge in the jinn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put an alternative in His most perfect words, that the person seeks refuge in the most perfect words of Allah from the evil of what Allah has created. And this is the correct way which the da'iyah should seek. If he closes the doors of evil, then it is incumbent upon him to open the doors of good. And he should not say that this is haram and stops there, but he says this is haram, but should say this is haram, but do that and that which is from the permissible. And this has examples in the Quran. Take for example in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, 104. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقُولُوا رَاعِنَا وَقُولُوا انظُرْنَا. All who you believe, say not to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم رَاعِنَا, but say انظُرْنَا, do make us understand and hear. So from the sunnah as well, is in the, take the example of the hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade selling the two saws, Sa' plural of Sa' of Sa's plural of Sa', and the Sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 2040 grams. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he forbade selling two Sa's of bad dates for one Sa' of good dates, because of the usury that is involved, he said in the hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, Abu Sa'id used to be given dates from the Borti, and used to sell, barter, two sa's of those dates for one sa' of good dates. And the Prophet ﷺ said to us, no bartering of the two sa's for one sa', nor two dirhams for one dirham is permissible. Because this is a kind of usury. So when he prevented them from the prohibited, he opened for them a door which is safe. And this is the way as it should be with respect to the callers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ra'ina, yes. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu unzurna, who you believe, say not to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ra'ina, but say unzurna, which do make us understand and hear. Ra'ina in Arabic, this means be careful. Be careful. Listen to us, and we listen to you. Whereas, in the Hebrew, it is an insult. And the Jews used to say that to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with bad intentions. So that's why it was forbidden. This brings the end of this discussion on this hadith. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who benefit from this, and to make it a benefit for all of you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.